As you know, Mark and Paul, Your Breakfast Flakes, on vacation. After 37 years, they deserve it. The guys will be back. In the meantime, I'll be kind of holding down the fort a little bit. No comparison to their program, but they will be back. Here's some of what you may have missed this morning.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
Cat Country 102.9. There's Rodney Atkins watching you. Michael this morning in for Mark and Paul. Your Breakfast Flakes guys still on vacation. Day 45. They will be back, though, here sooner than later. Actually, I got to see Wilson yesterday. Great catching up with him. Me and Maya, a co-worker here, met him out at the Blue Cat. Had an early lunch, late breakfast, whatever you want to call it. And great to see Mark, and I know he can't wait to get back. He's looking forward to joining you guys on the radio again. There was a brief conversation about coming back a tiny bit early if Paul got his farming done. And Mark apparently told Paul, you can come back early, but I'm not. So the guys, they will be back at their regularly scheduled time here. I went down to bike night last night. If you were there too, thanks for coming out. What a great party down at the High Horse. It was warm. Yeah, it was a little warm yesterday. One of the hottest days we've had in August anyway. But great turnout, great party, good band. If you ever get a chance to see that DTR band, do so. They told us, I would have never guessed this, but they told me last night that the gig they were playing last night was only their sixth show that they've done in Billings. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. I mean, clearly they've had a lot more experience than that, either in different projects or whatever. But so they were good. That was fun. I didn't get out of there till close to 9, I guess, and rolled back to Laurel. My one kid had a friend over, and they're like, we're going to go nighttime swimming. Everybody's all fired up, right? It's like 9:30. Waiting for you, Dad, so we can go nighttime swimming. And I'm like, well, we don't have any pool lights, and it's not really that hot out at 9:30 at night, but whatever. I humored them, and I'm like, well, I'm not getting in. I'll just supervise this operation. And that lasted maybe about 5 minutes, maybe six at the most, because the kids realized the mosquitoes are pretty bad at 9:30 at night right by the pool. So did that, and shut her down, woke up this morning and thought, oh, it's Friday. No, it's not. It's only Thursday, but we're getting there. Do you want to jump in the Wayback Machine, see what happened on this day in history, August 14th, month already almost half over, crazy. But yeah, 269 years ago in 1756, Daniel Boone married his 16-year-old sweetheart, Rebecca Bryan. Marriage lasted for 56 years. They had 10 kids, including one named Jemima. Jemima Boone. 90 years ago today, this date in 1935, Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law. World War II ended on this date in 1945, 80 years ago, with Japan's surrender. The wiffle ball was invented on this day in 1953. A guy named David Maloney Sr. Guy noticed his kid was having a tough time playing baseball because he was always breaking windows or losing the baseballs on the school roof. So he came up with a solution. He found a round-shaped perfume carton, and then he cut holes in both halves, and then when he threw the ball, it swerved, it whiffled. Amazing new invention. Became the wiffle ball. Michael Jackson bought the publishing rights to the Beatles catalog on this date 40 years ago, 1985. 22 years ago, in 2003, 50 million people lost power in a blackout that hit the northeastern United States, parts of Canada. I don't remember that. The great blackout of 2003, do you remember that? Well, because it was on the northeastern U.S., that's why we don't remember. It was far, far away. This date in 18 years ago, in 2007, Luke Bryan released his debut album, I'll Stay With Me. He's pretty much remained on the top of the country charts ever since. District 9, the movie, came out 16 years ago. That's a pretty good one. Yeah, what else happened today? Any big birthdays? If it's your birthday, August 14th, happy birthday to you. Tim Tebow. Oh, it's Timmy's birthday today. Tim Tebow's 38. Mila Kunis is 42, Mrs. Ashton Kutcher. Al Shearer. I don't know if you remember him. He was an MTV VJ and punked. He was on the show Punked. He's 48 today. Halle Berry's 59. Okay. Magic Johnson, 66. Rusty Wallace turned 69 today. Danielle Steele, author, is 78. Steve Martin turns 80. I love those TV commercials he's been in with the other Martin. Pretty cute lately. David Crosby would have been his birthday. He passed away in 2023. Crosby, Stills, and Nash guy. And today is National Tattoo Removal Day. A lot of people are real proud of their tattoos. Some people not so proud. And sometimes they got to go, I guess. Stick around. I do have some special guests coming in here again this morning. We'll meet some more 4-H'ers. I've had a great time this week meeting representatives from 4-H that are currently involved with Montana Fair. Today we have Claire and Cooper Mernon coming up. They are active beef breeders and showmen. I've done it for many years, very knowledgeable about the industry and beef and 4-H. And these guys are actually involved in FFA, too. Claire, she's the current Montana State FFA president. So, yeah, that'll be cool. We'll talk to them coming up around 7:30 this morning on the Cat. Cat Country 102.9, there's Jelly, Heart of Stone. Like that song a lot. I'm a big fan. I'm a Jelly Boy fanboy. It's 10 minutes away from 7. Michael in for Mark and Paul today. I know nobody does the news like Paul does the news, so I'm not even going to try, but I will skim through some of the headlines this morning. Some stuff in the news I find interesting. Amazon. Amazon announced yesterday that it's expanded same-day grocery delivery to more than 1,000 U.S. cities. It has plans to reach more than 2,300 by the end of the year. Prime members get free delivery for orders $25 and up, $2.99 fee for smaller orders. Amazon's gross sales last year topped $100 billion from more than 150 million U.S. customers. However, the company lags behind Walmart in grocery sales, with Walmart able to make same-day deliveries to more than 90% of the country. With stagnant growth in its cloud computing business, Amazon doubling down on efforts to capture more of the U.S. grocery delivery market. It values it at $800 billion. Experimenting with storing fresh food at delivery hubs. Amazon has also expanded offerings in recent years to include prescriptions, telehealth visits, and even used cars. You get everything on Amazon, including some Fruit Loops. Shares of Instacart, DoorDash, and Walmart dropped on the news yesterday about Amazon trying to take some of their business. Residents in parts of Alaska's capital, Juneau, evacuated yesterday amid the threat of record flooding. The Mendenhall River along western Juneau rose 7 feet within 24 hours, cresting at a record high of 16.7 feet. Flooding is tied to the retreat of a small glacier near Suicide Basin. The Bedrock Valley accumulates annually with meltwater, and the nearby Mendenhall Glacier serving as an ice dam. And when enough water accumulates, the water breaches the glacier, and then it releases a big flood all at once. Roughly 15 billion gallons of water were released in last year's flood. 15 billion gallons of water. That's enough to fill more than 22,000 Olympic-sized pools. People are drinking less. Only 54% of U.S. adults say they drink alcohol, the lowest rate Gallup has ever recorded, well, since tracking in 1939. The 2025 poll released yesterday also found a record high 53% of Americans view drinking as harmful to health. Drinking rate hovered in the low to mid-60s from 1997 to 2023. Started dropping big time in 2024. Analysts attribute the ongoing decline largely to adults age 18 to 34, whose drinking rate has dropped 9% in 2 years. Young people are drinking less. Could be for health reasons, could be because cannabis is largely legal nowadays. Who knows? I don't know. President Donald Trump announces the 2025 Kennedy Center honorees, including KISS, Sylvester Stallone, George Strait, Gloria Gaynor, and Michael Crawford. Trump says he was involved in the selection, and he'll present their awards in December. University of Kansas got a $300 million gift from U.S. businessman David Booth. It'll be among the largest single donations in college sports history. 300 mil to the college. Let's look at some headlines this morning. 6:52. Going to be a nice day. Sunshine, hot again. Looks like we'll get up to about 90-ish. And then 90 tomorrow, 95 Saturday, 90 Sunday. So kind of a little holding pattern. Close to 100 Tuesday next week, but we'll see. Bob McGuire give you those full details with a morning update coming up at 7:20 on the Cat. Cat Country 102.9, Jason Aldean, when the lights come on. Bright. Turn them back off. 7:03, Michael in for Mark and Paul. Breakfast Flakes, guys will be back. I'll holding down the fort here. In the meantime, you guys hear about Taylor Swift breaking the internet yesterday? Not really breaking it, but kind of. She was on the Kelce Brothers podcast yesterday. Big chatter about her new album. 1.3 million fans tuned into the Kelce Brothers podcast New Heights to watch it live. And at that point, about an hour and 44 minutes into the two-hour podcast, screen went black. They broke the internet. The account had to inform fans that they were experiencing a technical glitch and would be back shortly. What are some takeaways in case you didn't watch it? And by the way, the podcast has now been picked up by Spotify and all the other normal podcast places. And so far, 8 million people have listened to it, watched it. But some big deal about Taylor. She shared the cover of her 12th album, The Life of a Showgirl. The album is available for pre-order on her site. She's got a limited amount of four different CDs, each with a different cover and accessory, like a necklace or a keychain. She shared the track list, 12 tracks on the new record. It also features Sabrina Carpenter on one of them. Release date, October 3rd. We've got a couple months then to wait until the new Taylor Swift. Taylor's goal for the album, she said, is to create... to create melodies that are so infectious that you're angry at it. The lyrics that are just as vivid, but crisp and focused and completely intentional. Deep. Travis Kelce said all 12 songs are bangers. He said, for what it's worth, Travis really likes it. Hey, babe, really like your new album. He said it's a lot more upbeat and a lot more like fun pop, like excitement. He says it's a complete 180 from a lot of the songs in the Tortured Poets album. So T-Swift, anyway, on the hype machine is building. I guess in other news outside of the album, she is currently obsessed with making sourdough bread. Yeah, everybody's making sourdough bread. Kenny Chesney, can't we all just get along? It's Cat Country 102.9. Cat Country 102.9, Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are. My little one is obsessed with Luke Combs. She loves him. She's nine, right? She's been a big fan for several years. She has this, can I share a kind of a sweet little chat message that she sent me the other night when we were going to bed and she's in her room or whatever, and she's obsessed with Luke Combs and she has this plan. Keep in mind that she's nine, but I get these string of messages. I think I was in the shower or something, but let me find this here. We were talking about Luke Combs' kids. I'm like, well, yeah, maybe Luke's got some kids. Maybe you could, fall in love with one of his sons and get married and, get into the family that way. And now she's down for this idea. She says, Luke Combs' son is three. And I'm like, oh, just a little guy, I replied. She says, yep, I looked it up on Safari, said he's three. Did you know Luke Combs' middle name is Albert? He was born in North Carolina. He was also born in 1990. His first son was born June 19th, 2022. His second son was born on August 15th, 2023. Their names are Tex and Bo. This is just a stream of messages she's texting me at like 10 o'clock at night. But now it gets into her plan. She said, I'll probably marry Tex. Not yet, in like 10 years. I'll be 19. He'll probably propose to me when I'm like 17, hopefully. He'll be the love of my life. He'll probably be nice. You and Mom can walk me down the aisle. Before all this, though, I hope I get my nursing degree in college so I can be a great nurse to all the St. Jude kids. Dad, did you hear me? This is like 30 messages. I'm like, oh, I replied. I'm like, I was brushing my teeth. She says, what do you think about my future plans? Good? If he marries me, I will be Luke Combs' daughter-in-law. And then the final one from her, she said, I'm going to dream about it tonight. don't know, it just cracked me up. But she's got this big plan. She's gonna move to Tennessee and live in Memphis so she can work for St. Jude. But she figured that that's close enough to Nashville that she can just run over to Nashville and hopefully bump into Luke Combs and get his kid and marry him. Back with Blake next on The Cat.
Blue Cat Bar and Grill has you covered with amazing daily specials. Sunday night sushi and sliders offers fresh sushi and delicious sliders at unbeatable prices. Enjoy Wednesday night steak night, where you can dig into a juicy steak dinner each and every week. With daily specials, there's always something tasty to enjoy. Don't miss out. Stop by Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles east of the Metro Park exit. See you there.
Cat Country 102.9. I just realized I forgot to check the email. The Flakes email bag brought to you by Rocky Mountain Windows and Doors. Ran over to Paul's computer across the counter here. Paul's old trusty. And check the email. Mostly spam, but I did get one message today. This one came from Cody, the marketing and sales director out at Metro Park. And he sent this yesterday. He says, Paul and Mark, reaching out to see if we will be moving forward with Flakesgiving 2025. Please let me know if there are any questions. Yes, Cody. Yes, absolutely. I will reply to you just so you can mark it down before the guys get back. I can't believe we're already talking about Flakesgiving. Yee. Are we ready for the holidays already? Oh my God. Not that far away, though. Labor Day is, what, 2 weeks out? And we are officially into the dog days of summer now, they say. What are the dog days? Why do they call it that? Well, there's a reason. I mean, other than it's, you know, hot. And we'll get into that coming up in just a couple minutes. I'll tell you why. Here's Blake. Honey Bee, it's Cat Country 102.9. Thanks for getting up, getting going today with the cat. Cat Country 102.9, your number one for today's country, 729. Michael in for Mark and Paul, your breakfast flakes. Guys are still out, but I've been making do with my own co-hosts, my own guests, especially during Fair Week here. We've had people in every day, 4-H'ers, every morning right around this time. And today we got a couple of kids that, well, not kids, I'm sorry. How old are you? You are, introduce yourself, please.
My name's Claire Mernon, and I am an incoming freshman in college.
There you go. So you're not a kid anymore. All right, so you're getting into real life. And then this is your brother, Cooper?
Yes, so I'm Cooper Mernon, and I'm going to be a freshman in high school.
In high school, very good. And you go out to Shepherd. You guys live east of town over by Pompey's
Park? Yes, that is correct.
All right, very good. And tell me your involvement. We'll start with you, Cooper. How did you get into 4-H? Has it been a family thing for a long time?
Yes, so it kind of has been a family thing. I started showing cattle when I was 8. This is my 6th year of showing. I've always just had a love for cattle and for 4-H, so it's just always kind of been one thing that I've wanted to keep doing. So yeah. I've always loved it.
Loved it. What kind of cows do you guys raise? What kind of cattle do you do?
We raise and show Angus cattle.
Okay. All right. Very good. Your sister Claire. How old were you when you got into 4-H, and how did that work into becoming an FFA? Are you the president? What are you, the president of the FFA?
Yes, sir. So I have the privilege of this year serving as the Montana FFA state president.
Wow.
And I got involved also at age 8 because that's when 4-H is, you're able to be a 4-H member.
You
got
to be 8 years old. Okay.
Yes.
That's the minimum age.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And so we got started with just one Angus heifer and slowly started growing the herd, and now we're raising about 50 between us and our parents, and we're able to make that impact, and now we're starting to give back. I'm starting to move out of my role as a 4-H member, but I get to watch my little brother Cooper and my cousin Corbin and get
to go
help other members.
Sure. So let me get this straight. You guys don't come from a long line of ranching? Like you guys weren't ranchers up until you got that first cow, and now you have 50 of them?
Did
your grandparents or something?
My grandparents did have an operation, but we just started our Angus operation at age 8, yes.
All right. I was going to say, that's, you know, not a lot of people all of a sudden wake up one morning and be like, let's get cows. So let me ask you a few quick questions about 4-H, and I'm going to tell you, either one of you that knows the answer can chime in first. What year was 4-H created?
Ooh. Let's see. You're really testing our knowledge here.
Uh-huh. I got some hard-hitting questions.
Wasn't it?
Early
1900s? I think it was early 1900s.
Okay. All right. You should know that as president of the... do you know who created it? Do you know who founded 4-H?
See, if these were FFA questions, I could definitely tell you.
All right, well, let me ask you, who started FFA?
The first FFA president was Leslie Applegate, but it was mainly due to the fact of a lot of different people that had come together and collaborated, sure. So that way they could create the National FFA organization.
Gotcha. Cooper, what do the four H's stand for in 4-H? I know one of them's honor. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that, but what is it's honor... hope.
That sounds right. Honor, hope.
You're so wrong.
I don't know.
It would be heart, hands,
health. Oh, heart, health. Hands, health. What's that?
Hero.
Last
one? No.
I think
it's. I'm stumping you guys. Today.
Yeah, I think it is hope. It is hope.
It is, yeah. Claire, what are your plans as you're getting ready to get into college now? And are you going to continue? How long is your term as the FFA president for Montana? Does that last every 4 years, 2 years? Do you get reelected? Do you got to run for office? Or how does that work?
Yes, so I will serve as the Montana FFA state president until April of this year, early April.
Yeah.
And then it's just one term, and gotcha. Then I'll go hopefully move out of state for school and start a new adventure.
That's
and
right.
Continue to give back to the agriculture industry.
Is that what you plan to do when you're done with college and stuff? You're looking for a career in ag? Or,
yes, yeah. I would like to be an agriculture lobbyist and give back and fight for agriculture.
Fight for the farmers and ranchers in Montana, not just in Montana, but you know, it's a way of life that needs preserved. And as Montana slowly becomes more, I don't know, development and all that stuff, definitely worth becoming an advocate. How about you, Cooper? What are your plans? Is 4-H prepping you for life? You're in what grade are you going to be?
I'll be a freshman.
Okay.
So, yes, 4-H has really helped me grow just as a person. It's really started, like, laying the foundation down for my future and, like in FFA and, like, future career choices.
Sure.
It definitely makes me realize how many options there are that I could go into. I don't really know what I want to go into yet.
You've got plenty of time to think about it and change. And who knows, AI might take all of our jobs by the time you get out of college. So, and then, all right, let's get back to the cows. So what, are you guys done showing? Do you already got ribbons? Or is there a big, is the auction still coming up? Can I buy one of your cows at the fair? What's remaining as we get through fair week here?
Yes, so we are all done showing our cattle, but there's still pig shows and other shows that are happening today. I think llama and alpaca. There's some fun round robin shows where you get to see a little bit of everything tomorrow and today. And then we have the junior livestock sale on Saturday, which starts at 12:30.
Gotcha.
And it's a great opportunity to give back to 4-H and FFA members who have worked really hard on their projects.
Yeah, and then you get the money, right? If you sell your cow, cash goes in your pocket, right?
Yep, it does.
Nice. What's a cow going, like, all right, let's say I've never bought a cow at the fair before, and I don't have, like, a trailer and stuff. If I buy a cow and I want to somehow get it to a butcher and somehow get it to my freezer, how does that work for someone who maybe has never done this before? Do you know? Do either of you know?
So, we actually load up all the steers wherever the heck they're going to go, and we'll load them so that way they are able to get on the trailer and go to the butcher shop and be processed for you, and then you can pick up your meat from the processing.
Okay, so even if I don't have an F-250 and a rancher hauler truck and trailer, I can still go down a bit and buy one of these. Okay, all right.
Yes, and you get beef for your freezer or some pork or some lamb, whatever you want.
That's what I'm saying. Do they have a chicken auction too? Can I buy some chickens?
They do have a few chickens, actually.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, that sounds fun. It's great having you on today. What is one of your favorite rides at the fair, Cooper? Are you a ride guy? Do you do? Have you done the big giant 110-foot Ferris wheel?
I've not done any rides this year yet, but in the past years, I really like that. The, like, hang glider one, I think that one is fun.
Like the Batman one, kind of.
Yeah.
And next question, favorite fair food. What's your go-to when you got an extra $10 in your pocket and you're going to go eat something at the fair?
Ooh.
I love the chicken on the stick the little jasmine rice. That one's good.
That is
every
good,
year, I make sure to go to the Asian noodle place.
Those are good, too. Yeah, you can't beat that. How about you, Claire? Yeah. You got a favorite fair ride? Have you ridden any of the carnival stuff yet this year?
I've not gone on fair rides in years, but I'm a sucker for a good Ferris wheel. So,
are you going to do the big 110-footer?
Maybe, if I find some spare time.
Well, get some time. Do they keep you pretty busy then in your role as what you're with 4-H? What does your typical day look like at the fair, I mean?
So for us right now, we are mainly just taking care of our cattle. We have two steers right now in the barn.
Yeah.
And
what are their names?
Mine's name is Buck.
And mine is Butts.
Buck and Butts, I love it. And you guys, you got to brush them and make them pretty and stuff? You got a hair dryer and stuff?
Yes, we do. So we take care of them. And then we also have a little cousin that's showing pigs. So we've been helping him out. And kind of course, show days are a little bit more hectic. But we have to stick around and be able to talk with people and really take care of our animals.
It's big commitment. And then was it super hot in the animal barns yesterday? Because it was probably the hottest day we've had in August so far. Was it okay? Not too bad?
Not too bad.
Yeah. There's a lot of fans in there, so it keeps it cold. I was shivering yesterday in there.
Really nice. All right, guys. Well, if people want to find out more about getting involved with 4-H, obviously a great way to do that would be to run down to the fair and talk to a 4-H'er and find a club and a lot of different options. Not just ag. I mean, we've met some other 4-H'ers throughout the week, and it's always, it started out as agriculture, but now it's anything you might be into, whether it's quilting or science or STEM or, cool stuff like that. So
yes,
appreciate you coming on, and enjoy the rest of the fair, all right?
Thank you.
All right, 7:39. It's Cat Country. Cat Country, 102.9 Old Dominion. Make it sweet. 7:51. Michael here. Happy almost Friday. Ready for the weekend already. Yes, I am. Do you collect anything strange, unusual, maybe just normal collection type stuff? Rich people, when they have a ton of money, you can collect more oddities, I guess. Talking about celebrities that have strange collections. And, I'm not talking about cars. I got a garage full of Ferraris and, blah, blah, blah. That's everybody has cars, when you're rich, when you're a celebrity. But some pretty wacky ones that I didn't know about. Nicolas Cage, he collects shrunken pygmy heads, which doesn't even really seem legal. Can you collect body parts? I guess. Johnny Depp has an enormous Barbie collection, including limited editions like Beyonce, Elvis, Lindsay Lohan. He says he's used them to improvise scenes with his kids. I would have never guessed Johnny Depp has a huge Barbie collection, but he does. Rod Stewart has spent almost 30 years building a massive model train city in his home. Tom Hanks owns more than 300 vintage typewriters. I guess he still uses them. He types letters on them sometimes and gives them as gifts. I'm into old typewriter. Everybody, people are into it. If you can dream it, if you can think it, someone out there is into it. Reese Witherspoon has a vast collection of antique embroidered dresses, jackets, and accessories. Kiefer Sutherland is into rare guitars. He owns over 100. He does play them regularly. This one's really out there. Penelope Cruz. She's obsessed with coat hangers, collecting different shapes, sizes, and designs. She says she finds beauty in their craftsmanship. God, I appreciate a good coat hanger. I really do. Angelina Jolie collects antique and custom knives. That's pretty cool. Elton John has a massive sunglasses collection, 15,000 pairs of sunglasses, many custom made. He's got entire rooms in his mansion dedicated to his sunglasses collection. Steve Martin is a big fine art collector, but he's also obsessed with rare banjos. He's a banjo collector. Ding, 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 ding. Quentin Tarantino collects vintage board games. Martha Stewart has a basket collection. What do you collect? Anything cool? I don't know. I kind of have some Simpsons memorabilia. A very small collection. Oh, and I have a koozie collection. You should see my very impressive koozie collection. Back with Jackson Dean next on The Cat. Cat Country 102.9, Jason Aldean, Crazy Town. I was talking to some of my biker friends last night at Bike Night, and they were in Sturgis last week. And one of the big shows was Jason Aldean. I said, "Kimmy, how's Jason?" He said, "That was pretty good." I said, "All the shows are pretty good." We were down at Bike Night last night when cops went flying by on Montana Avenue. This is around 7:15-ish, 7:20-ish, I guess. And they were two Billings police officers just zoop, flying by, and I'm like, "Ooh, that doesn't look good." Later, I saw on my feed that there was a little bit of an incident out at Shields, and it was resolved. They had to temporarily evacuate the store and do a little lockdown thing. There was someone out there that was having a bit of a mental health issue, I guess threatening suicide or something. But they were able to resolve that without incident, and good job, BPD. I also saw a bunch of fire trucks go flying by and ambulances about an hour before that. And I'm like, "Ooh, what's going on in the Magic City?" But yesterday, guys, we met an awesome dog, Wet Nose Wednesday. If you missed it, they usually come in around 9:20. And if you weren't listening yesterday morning at that time, you got to check out Aquafina. If you are looking for a four-legged friend, this is the sweetest little dog I've met in a while. I started to fall in love with her. I'm like, "Don't do it, Michael. You can't have another dog. You already have four." we're at max capacity for dogs. Our last two dogs came from the shelter, by the way, and they are amazing. But I feel like Aquafina would be a great pet for you if you don't have four dogs already. She's a five-month-old black mouth cur mix. You're like, "What the heck is that?" My wife asked me too. She's like, "What breed is it?" These black mouth cur mix, they were, kind of bred originally by for hunting dogs by a guy in the South. I can't remember the exact story. So they're kind of yellowish tan dogs, got a little bit of black markings around her muzzle and eyes, eyebrows, and just really sweet. And this dog was so calm. She's only 5 months old, and usually puppies are like bonkers crazy. And this dog was chill. Aquafina she laid down right at my feet here in the studio and stared at me like, "Michael, take me home." Shelter opens up at noon today, and I can't imagine that Aquafina is going to last very long. Just a sweet pup. I got one picture I took of her. It almost looks like AI. I'm like, "Oh my God, is that AI or is that from my camera?" No, she's just adorable. Check her out and get the picture and bio full details on the Cat Country mobile app. Thomas Rad on the Cat.
Blue Cat Bar and Grill has you covered with amazing daily specials. Sunday Night Sushi and Sliders offers fresh sushi and delicious sliders at unbeatable prices. Enjoy Wednesday Night Steak Night, where you can dig into a juicy steak dinner each and every week. With daily specials, there's always something tasty to enjoy. Don't miss out. Stop by Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles east of the Metro Park exit. See you there.
Cat Country 102.9, there's the Double D's, Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott, boys back home. It's 8:17. Michael today, in for Mark and Paul. Sunshine, going to be a warm one again today, close to 90-ish. 93 tomorrow, 99 next. Where are we at here? Oh, that's the wrong forecast. I was too far in the future. 90 today, 90 tomorrow, 95 on Saturday, 90 on Sunday. If you're going to the rodeo tonight, should be perfect weather. Hopefully dry throughout the evening, and hopefully we don't get any of those pop-up thunderstorms again. Gosh, speaking of storms, the latest drencher, you know, a couple days ago was Milwaukee that was filling up my news feed. Tons of streets flooded, massive rain, record rainfall in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. And now today, showing up in my news feed, they're calling it a once-in-a-millennium storm that tore through Chattanooga, Tennessee, swallowing entire neighborhoods and leaving multiple people dead. Numerous families have drowned in their homes. One family were killed instantly when a tree fell over from the soaked ground, crushing their car. How tragic. Interstate 24 in the area, underwater. Crazy weather they've been having around the country. Meanwhile, here in Montana, we had almost no forest fire activity this year. I mean, there's been a few, but typically half the state's on fire this time of year, and hasn't been the case yet. Knock on wood. We're not out of danger yet. Fire season isn't over. We're still, you know, August, September can be pretty darn dry. But do you know a veteran that could use a new roof? Roofs are expensive, no doubt about it. And if you got a veteran that maybe didn't have insurance coverage and doesn't have the cash up front to pay for a new roof, there's a company, Yellow Ball Roofing. They're a Montana-based company. They got locations around the state, including here in Billings. But we got details on our app or website. You can nominate a veteran here in Yellowstone County to get a free roof from the crew at Yellow Ball. You can nominate now through August 24th. And they'll announce the winner during a special ceremony at the winner's home on September 4th. That's when the roofing crew will show up along with their partners, Owens Corning and ABC Supply Company, start doing the tear off and laying down a fresh roof. This is a cool deal. I mean, what's a roof cost nowadays? 10, 15, 20 grand? I mean, it can get pretty pricey. So, yeah, to be eligible, here's the deal. The nominees must live in Yellowstone County and be a veteran from any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces or National Guard, and have a roof in poor condition without the means or insurance to replace it. So pretty basic rules. And I got that link on our app or website. They did this earlier this summer. Veteran over in Belgrade got a free roof. And now it's Billings' turn. So, yeah, way to step up there, that roofing company. That's awesome. And you can, get full details on our app or website. Cat Country 102.9, Jake Owen, got that barefoot blue jean night, 8:32, Michael in for Mark and Paul. You heading to the fair today? Here's the agenda. Here's the itinerary. Of course, gates open at noon, carnival open noon to midnight, exhibits open noon to 9, commercial vendors noon to 10. Today is Trades for Teens Day. Teens get in noon to 5 for free if you're age 13 to 18. Got to have an ID or license. Teens can discover exciting careers in the skilled trades at the main gate. Yeah, you don't have to go to college to make a good living. And maybe explore that a little bit. Lunch Bunch continues. Get in for $5, all ages, noon to 5. You can find those $5 meal deals at participating vendors. Seniors 65 and up, kids 12 and up get in for $8. You know, usual pricing. But the big thing up at the fair tonight, Rodeo Billings, PRCA Rodeo Action, kicks off tonight. Three big nights. It's the first rodeo in the new outdoor arena. We had some guests on earlier this week, one of the rodeo announcers and the clown talking about the big shindig here. Should be fun. Congratulations to our Cat Country Dirt Suite winner. It was Jamie Schaff. And they'll be sitting at the absolute best seats in the arena on Saturday night for the finals. So that'll be fun. Congratulations. If you're not into the fair or if you've already been there, done that, and looking for something else to do, remember the Mustangs back in town this week. Playing a series against the Glacier Range Riders. Mustang baseball season doesn't last forever, guys. Only a few more weeks of the regular season, and tonight's a great night to go and save some money, too. Those baseball games are always pretty affordable, but on Thursday, $5 kid tickets with the purchase of an adult ticket, $2 ice creams tonight at Dealer Park, and $3 Keystone Lights. Be a nice night for a ball game. We got to do that. We didn't go last year, and it's been a couple years since we took the kiddos down and did that, so I got to try to fit that into my schedule before it all wraps up. Tyler Hubbard next, but first, a look at your Montana State News Network. Cat Country 102.9, Gary Allen, watching those airplanes. Do you ever drive up to the airport, park, watch the airplanes? It's kind of fun. Maybe you go to that main parking lot right on Airport Road there. But there's also a little tiny airport on the very eastern edge of the runway. And if you park right there, you can basically lay like on the ground or, you know, right underneath and watch those big planes fly right over your head. It's pretty fun. Me and Johnny V went up there. And remember a couple years ago when that big, huge Antonov mega giant airplane landed? That big Russian aircraft that's just huge. And we went up there and parked in that little spot and we watched it, and it was neat. Anyway, 10 to 9 thing. The flakes are gone. Guys will be back in the meantime. 10 to 9 thing continues. Some stuff going on in the community. I saw this pop up, and it sounds like a lot of fun. If you got kiddos especially, maybe you want to learn how to create your own fairy garden. Garden Avenue Greenhouse hosting that event coming up on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Yeah, they'll show you how to assemble and care for your very own fairy garden. They get you get a pot, plants, all necessary materials, and one fairy accessory. Costs us $45, but that sounds pretty fun. Somebody gifted my kid a fairy garden for her birthday several years ago, and it lasted a long time. I think it finally died because we forgot to water it, but That was cool. Niall PRCA. Well, Rodeo Billings kicks off tonight down at the fair. Outdoors for the first time since 2019. Talked a lot about that this week on the show. You got Bingo for Conservation coming up on Sunday, 1 o'clock at Canyon Creek Brewing. Going to have a bunch of fun raffle prizes, including some firearms. Want to go play bingo, have some brews, and enjoy some good times? That's at Canyon Creek, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Gearing up for Burn the Point, right around the corner. What are we, 14 days away from Labor Day weekend? And we'll get guests on the show coming up closer to that date. We'll have Teddy up from Chase Hawks talking about that. That'll be good. This Saturday, 10 o'clock, down at Veterans Park, the 17th annual All Euro Car Show. I like American muscle cars, but gosh, I like Porsches too. You can see BMWs and Mercedes and basically all imports. So that'll be cool. Sunday night, they're doing something fun at Pioneer Park. If you're a religious person, they're having the Billings Night of Worship. 7 o'clock at Pioneer Park. Maybe check that out. Yellowstone Valley Farmers Market continues this weekend, Saturday under Sky Point. Other farmers markets happening in surrounding communities as well. I know Laurel's got one. I'm sure Red Lodge has a farmers market. What else? So Dan Walt Gardens is having their art show by the Billings Art Association, the Summer Soiree, tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, down at Dan Walt. That's a cool spot, isn't it? My kids got their wedding pictures done there a while back. Turned out beautiful. That's about all I got right now. If you got something you want to get on the 10 to 9 thing, reach out. I do have a few spots left for special guests until the flakes get back. Love to have you on the show. Get you into your workday now, and let's do it with at least 10 in a row. Jason Aldean kicks things off next.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.